Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call. We are here on this morning with a powerful topic, the one we're also very familiar with. Have you tried my faithful servant Job? And wow, we really dug deep into what that means as it applies to us. So we're talking about Job, but we also talked about how we could, insert our name in Job's place, and just also talking about how God, even though God may allow trouble and tribulations to come into our lives, we have to trust that he can eventually use them for his good and his glory. And not that he can, but he will. It's all in his timing, and it may not be immediate, but we will see the good. Sometimes it may not be at the time that we expect to see it. Some may say, oh, well, I may not even be here. But there is always good that comes from whatever God is doing, whatever he is using in our lives. And what we can learn from Job is that God does not exclude us from, those persecutions, but rather he actually enables us to endure the struggle, to strengthen our relationship with him, and to prove our devotion to him in and throughout those times. So we have to, just really continue to be faithful to God and, just know that he is in control of our lives, so he knows everything that is going on. And again, I just want to reiterate for everyone, it's have you tried my faithful servant Job? So I know when we say be faithful to God, it's, okay, I hear that all the time. It sounds so cliche, but we don't want to resist the chance to do that. And if there's ever a time to walk boldly in our faith, it would be in those moments of our trials and our tribulations. So no matter how big or small the problem may be, we still have that responsibility. And we've learned also that, God tells us whoever is faithful in the things that are small are going to be faithful in the things that are big. And whoever is dishonest in those small matters will also be dishonest in the bigger ones. So oftentimes we stumble across things that we all know do not go as planned, but we live in a day and age where, we often want things to go good. We want to have those good moments, and we rarely want to have those times where we're going to go through the persecution. So, again, have you tried my faithful servant Job? And that's what we're talking about on this morning. At this time, we'd like to bring in our leader, Mr. Talia's Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good deal. So I do welcome everybody this morning as we talk about this topic. Okay. We're talking about have you tried my faithful servant, Job. Okay. But before we get started, Mr. Latonya, you want to open this up with prayer, please?
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning at this hour to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to wake up on this morning so that we could dwell here in your presence, dear Father. We thank you for everyone that's assembled here, dear God, and for each and every person that wanted to be here but could not be here, dear Father. We ask that you will just meet us all right where we are and touch us in a special way. Dear Father, we thank you for the message that is going to go forward, and we just thank you for continuing to lead and guide us on the path of righteousness. And we thank you for our leader on this morning. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, Ms. Latonya, I'll give you about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Mr. Carr. So have you tried my faithful servant Job? And I just want to begin by pointing out that I think we touched on it a little bit, but as we were talking about Job, it actually teaches us, and it's continuing to teach us, as we always refer back to it, that when we suffer and when we go through persecution, it's not always a result of something that we have done. You know, oftentimes as Christians, we may be faithful and obedient to God, but we are going to go through, you know, pain and suffering of some sort. And I just want to just put it out there that even in and throughout all of that, we have to be grateful for the good things that God allows to come our way, the blessings. The Bible talks about how Job didn't fully realize how blessed he was in the midst of his tribulation because he had allowed, you know, the attack of Satan to overcome him. And despite everything that he went through, God was still good to him throughout the entire time of his tribulation and everything that, you know, God allowed to happen to him. And as we continue to refer back to Job's story and we think about that, we could actually use that in our lives during our moments of suffering to actually bless God and to show him how grateful we are for the things that are still intact in our lives and all of those blessings that he's already given us despite the losses that we may experience. We also want to just gain that godly perspective, always be able to see things the way that God sees them. So even though God will bring the misfortune or allow it to come in our lives, he often does it to change us for the better. And it's during these times when our life changes that we actually, you know, begin to focus more on God and begin to see more of what it is that he's trying to do in our life when we're staying in that fellowship with him and that close relationship with him. The Bible even tells us that sometimes it will take, you know, a painful experience to make us to change our ways, to change the way that we're living for God, the way that we're doing things in our lives. And the other thing I want to point out is that although the persecution may come up against us, we can not only use Job's experience, but the things that we've gone through in the past, just seeing how God has helped us to overcome those situations as well, because we've all gone through something at some point or another. And we just understand and know that our lives, you know, is going to be filled with the ups and the downs. However, we should just continue to seek to strive to find ways to always push forward as we continue to grow, you know, stronger with God and also, you know, to have our relationship with him be nurtured. So just a few things I wanted to share as we talk about Have You Tried, My Faithful Servant Job. And I hope you all ate well.
All right. Thank you so much. So, y'all, have you tried my faithful servant Job? As I'm looking at my Bible dictionary, I just looked at the word trial. Trial means to be tried. It means to be proved. It means to be tested. Trial. Who's the judges? A lot of times we try and sway the wrong judges. We produce evidence for people who have nothing to do with the trial as opposed to God.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes, sir.
Job, this is powerful with Job. Let me throw some did y'all know out there. Did you know that the word Job, the name Job in Hebrew language means to be persecuted? He's from the land of Uz, U-Z. He was a persecuted man. By definition, persecution means to be unfairly treated. Y'all up this morning yet?
Yes,
it means to be unfairly treated in the things of God. Persecution. All right. Let me give you the Bible definition. It says to treat badly, harass, cause to suffer. Blessed are those who are persecuted, who are treated bad. Blessed are those who are persecuted, who are harassed. Blessed are those who are persecuted, who one causes to suffer for my name's sake. Now, if you treat it bad for you, I mean, that's different. But if you, for God's name's sake, you didn't do nothing wrong but represent him.
Right.
Job needs to be persecuted. Job maintained his integrity throughout his persecution. After which, God blessed Job even more. You know, with tangible things.
Right.
He filled them with spiritual things first. It wasn't for Job, just for people around him, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He survived a period of time, y'all, where things didn't look bad, or look good, shall I say.
Right.
But here's the catcher. Did you know that Job literally suffered for 140 years? Huh. Oh, yeah. Have you tried my faith? Boy, we can't go through it for a year.
No.
Job suffered, need y'all to hear this, for 140 years. I don't know why we think that people in the Bible are some fictional characters. Like this didn't exist. I mean, it didn't exist. Or we hear about it, but we really don't believe it.
Right.
We say we believe it, but we really don't believe it, because if we really believed it, if he made it through 140, surely I can get through 5 or 10. Hold on. Well, you just lost me right there, Mr. Clark, because that's not the type of God I serve. Well, that's mighty funny. Huh?
Yes.
Mighty funny. Yeah. Have you tried my faithful servant Job? So all of a sudden, God is done king, huh? See, here's the thing. He's not done king. He is the king. Let me show you. See, a real fight promoter, huh, put a fight out there. You say you think you can beat him? Go ahead and handle it. Now, I've already trained him. Now, handle your business.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm? Because, see, if we say, oh, I love God, nobody can't tell me I don't love God and I believe in God, I'm glad. Since you believe in God so much, you shouldn't have a problem, Lord have mercy, with King, not dumb, but King, setting you up.
That's right.
Because you trust your trainer, right?
Right.
Anybody ever been in a place where you know you're supposed to see the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord, Abraham? This is how you find your ram in a bush. Huh? You can try me anytime because I'm doing what you told me to do. In other words, I'm walking the path you told me to walk. In other words, when you send somebody my way, you ever heard somebody say, man, look, who you got for me to fight or beat up on? What you got? You go, mm-hmm. They be like, shoot, you want Kid Dynamite right there? Kid Dynamite over there doing their thing. But what if somebody, your trainer or your head person say, hey, you want to try Latonya? But Latonya not what she's supposed to be. The person who came in to fight you laughing, like they scared anyway, they ain't here. But see, when your steps are ordered by God, in other words, if you're doing what you got to do in life, according to God, because your steps are ordered by God, the person who come in, they going to meet you.
Yeah.
You know how people say, yeah, I'm looking for the baby. See, that's somebody who's fresh. That's like a rookie police officer. See, the rookies go run to the fight. But see, them veterans who are police officers, they know they don't have to run to no crime scene.
That's right.
They know what time it is.
Yes,
They'll get there when they get there because there's so much crime going on. Oh, yeah. It's different temperaments if you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So if that has different temperaments, what about us as Christians?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for a fight. Where the devil is? Baby, use a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Use a rookie. Use my jargon and my colloquialism, but you a rookie. Mm-hmm. Because you know good and well, when you've been doing this thing a long time, you don't got to see. You just fresh off of being anointed and saved, right? Calm down a little bit. Have you tried my faithful servant Job? God's going to send it your way. Believe that. Calm down. What they say, just keep on living.
Amen.
Where the devil at? I'm ready. Baby, let me show you something. Satan don't come when you want him to come. You know that?
Well, yes, indeed.
Huh? Were you ready to fight Satan when you was doing the stuff that you shouldn't have been doing? You was ready to fight then? Because you know that's a fight, right? But you ain't
yes,
even...
It is.
Okay. But everything that you're tempted to do, you know that's a fight, right? When you're tempted to even give up. When you're
right.
tempted to curse somebody out. When you're tempted just to do wrong. Cheat a little bit. A little white lie. See, that's a fight that you didn't even know you was in.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What a devil that I'm looking... Here's your next decision. What you got?
Yes, sir.
Is that how that go?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But God said, have you tried my faithful? Let's look at this word, faith. What you got with that, Ms. Lasagna? That's off the top of your head. When you say faith.
Our belief system.
Our belief system. Okay, give me a little deeper than that. What else? What you got?
I would say faith is actually our trust in God. You know, actually trusting God because we know we can't see him, so.
Okay. But here's the thing. Faith does not necessarily have to be in God. You can have faith in things.
True. Yes, sir.
Is where you, but he said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? I mean, his trust is in me, but that don't mean that ours is. And then if I were trusting God, how much of it is?
No. Yes, sir.
Come on. Boy, I like this, y'all. I like this. Because you have friends, and then you got real friends. In other words, you got people you can trust, but then you have people you really can trust. You got people that you communicate with. You call them associates, but then you got people that you can give your life to because you really trust them. See, oh, yeah, this is how faith operates, too, now.
Yes.
Huh? We trust people, but to what extent? Now, if that applies to people, what about to God? I trust you, God, but to what extent? Huh? Job trusted his soul with God. That don't mean that he didn't waver a little bit now.
Right.
Uh-huh. But he got it back on track. See, what happens is we live a life of peer pressure, and our faith is no longer in God because everybody else is doing it. Guess what we do? We do. So how is that faithful to a God that gave us life, right?
That's right. Yes, faith, sir.
Faith is your belief system. Faith is your trust system. You understand? Without
yes.
faith, you have no, you remember the helmet of salvation? Without faith, you remember the helmet of salvation?
Yes.
You, without faith, you remember the helmet of salvation? You know, that shit. If you don't have faith, you don't have salvation.
Amen.
Period. Period. You know that, right?
That's right.
I'm trying to tell y'all something this morning now.
Yeah.
Wake on up. I know you got to go to your other church, but let's start now.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you are the church, just to let you know.
Yes, sir.
Huh? This is real. Much like
yeah.
love, L-O-V-E, guess what faith is? Faith is always, come on, active. It's always
yeah.
active. There's no yes, such thing as dormant faith. It's just laying there. Either you believe or you don't.
Right.
Now, because you have something, listen to me now. Because you have it don't mean that you won't be, tried.
Oh, amen.
But guess who else got faith? S-A, let me see the other. Three. Oh, T-A-N. Satan. You don't think Satan believe
yes.
in God?
Yes, he
the
does.
The only difference is he don't live for God.
Right.
You don't think Satan walk with God? You don't think he believe in?
Yes.
Everything that he got, God gave. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Parents, no disrespect, but you got kids that know you parent. That don't mean that they don't respect you, though.
Yes. That is correct.
Okay. You understand where I'm going with this?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
It's always active. Here's the thing. God will point it out. The Bible says, test every spirit next to the spirit.
Yes.
So look at the assignment that we have. Have you tried my faithful servant Job? We should be testing ourselves daily to see if we come on God's behalf or not.
Right.
You said you wanted discernment. Cool. Discernment and testing go hand in hand. You know that?
Yes, they do.
Come on, people, man. We got to wake up. We got to wake up. Discernment goes hand in hand with faith. He said, test every spirit. If God tell you to test every spirit, what you think he's doing? Now, he's not a hypocrite. So before
right.
we do it, you know he's already done it, and he still will continue to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Now, watch this.
That's right.
If he, Lord, y'all better catch this. If he, y'all better catch this. See, if he, catch this now. If he tell you to do it, you don't think that Satan wants some of what he done told us to?
Yes,
so,
sir.
God, you said they should do it. Let me do it to them. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on
yes,
now.
Indeed.
You can go ahead and be over there. Somebody got dry bones this morning, and if God don't wake you up, I don't know what it is. But I don't have to holler and scream and shout to get your attention. If you don't do what God said do, guess who's going to do it?
Satan.
And guess the reason why he going to do it, though? He's going to do it to disprove you. Come on, women. Can I talk to y'all? Huh?
Yes.
Huh? Can I talk to you? It's not necessarily that that man wants you. I'm talking about the other man. It's that he want to prove to you that I'm a better man than the one you have. It's not that I want you. I just want to prove to you. It's not that Satan want God. I just want to prove to you that you kicked me out and you got them. But look, I'm better than they are. Misery loves company. I'm about to understand this morning now.
Yes, sir.
That's not true, Mr. Carr. He do want me. How he want you and he still got something. Here's the thing. Why would you want to be with someone who's not faithful to what they got? If he cheated on his wife to get you, what you think he gonna do to you?
Yes. Everything.
Let me make it personal. Have you tried my faithful servant Job? Oh no, I'm a different type of woman. What type of woman are you?
Mm-hmm.
What you got that she don't have?
Right.
He couldn't be faithful to that. He committed to that in front of God. Well, you don't know their situation, and neither do you. But I know who is in the situation.
Right.
You're hearing a one-sided story. Once you go talk to her. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to know, though, huh?
Right.
Huh? Boy, look, they don't want to hear the truth. But I'm going to keep on speaking.
Hmm? Yes, indeed.
Have you tried my faithful servant Job? Y'all see it?
Yes.
Huh? Faithfulness. Faithfulness is commitment. Commitment. It has no ulterior motives.
Right.
Hmm? How you know we faithful to God and we stand the test of trial? Watch this. If God allows Satan, or if God removes whatever, let's say God started removing some tangible things. You got your rims. You got your jaw. Mr. Carr, don't speak like that. No, let's talk about it. You got your house. And let's say God removed that. Don't place nobody else in there. Let's place yourself in there because don't put that on nobody else. Let's be man and woman enough to say, hold on. Because, see, I don't serve God, right? This should be the mentality. I don't serve God based on what he can do for me. I serve God based on what I can do for him.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So now, if God allow stuff to start being taken out of your life, you know, tangible things, stuff like that.
Yeah.
How long is it before you say, I can't take this no more? That's about it, God, before you turn your back on God. You know, Job's wife turned her back on God. Job did.
Right.
Unlike Adam. See, the Bible talks about Noah, Job. Daniel. Ooh, Lord. Unlike Adam, Job stood up and said, woman, hush. Adam followed his woman. Job led his household.
You hear me?
Here's the beautiful thing about this, Ms. Latanya. Have you tried my faithful servant Job? A lot of people say, oh, I only follow men who follow Christ. To what extent? Because, see, if he following Christ, even though y'all don't have the house that you used to have, you don't have the luxury that you used to have, you can't go on the vacations that you used to go on. Now, what you going to follow now? Because, see, what it's going to show is what you really was in God for.
Right.
Huh? You know how somebody. Remember, you tell your kids, don't let everybody ride in your car because those ain't your friends no way. So what about you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What about you? Why are you trying to ride Jesus' car? Huh? Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to ride in God's car? In other words, if he say you can't ride, are you still his friend? In other words, if you don't have the tangible items no more, will you still serve him? Yeah, I will, but to what extent? Are you serving him to get it? In other words, regardless of what I have and don't have, I want you, not what you can offer me.
Amen.
How deep is your faith? I know what Keith Sweat said, but how deep is your faith, not love? How deep is your faith?
Amen.
Hmm? Oh, because I love God. Yeah, but what's encompassed in love? You can't have love without faith and hope. But you can have faith without love. Yes, you can. Because the Bible says you can have faith that moves mountains and have not love. Come on, you want to go down the list? You can have hope without love. Yes, you can. Because you can hope somebody fail miserably. That ain't love. Come on. But can you have love without faith and hope? No, you cannot.
Amen.
Well, let's stick to the thing called faith and Job. Ain't that something?
Huh? Yes, it is.
So do we find ourselves just using God? Do you own, boy, let me, I'm going to talk on it. Thank you, God, for revelation. Do you own a tide when you own tide? Tide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not roll tide. Nick Saban, I got you. Roll tide. Not that tide, T-I-D-E. Do you tithe? T-I-T-H-E. Do you tithe when you only on top? When you have an abundance? Or do you tithe faithful? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Mr. Paul, hold on now, because God know my heart. And see, I can tie it in more ways than one. So now all of a sudden, you can outsmart the Bible. That's what you're telling me. Oh, because we got our whole agenda. Talking about, well, I can tie it, you know, in different ways. Cool. Now, why you, you know I go there, right? Why you ain't accept their child support in forms of other ways? They spend time. They bought the shoes. So why you ain't accept that? Or did you want the moolah? Come on, talk to me now. Oh, yeah, talk to me. You got the right one. Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
See how they go? Oh, somebody over there sniggling and giving. You know it's the truth?
Right.
It's funny how we can set precedence on God. We can put a mandate on God and say, no, you can. Hold on. So now we know the Bible. Now we know how to interpret God all the way up and down. We're the same people that say, God, Mr. Clown, I don't know when God talking to me, yet all of a sudden you can interpret him? Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
We got skills over here, but not over there.
Right.
No, that's just a form of us being unfaithful to God.
Yes.
Un-Job-like. And we start to try and create our own agenda criteria.
Yes.
That
yes,
says, I tithe with my time. Really? No, that's not a tithe. Because he said, your first earnings. Get it right.
Right.
You can only get mad at me, I'm built for this. But it says tithe and offering. See, what you're doing is an offering, but what about the tithe? Which one came first? Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's just funny how if, I'm about to go there, if the tide was based on different things, you shouldn't get mad at your boss for saying, hold on, huh? I'm giving you tide, and then we cook for you, this, that, nothing. I don't have to pay you.
Right.
Uh-oh. Who said that? Mr. Yeah. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come on, let's talk about it. We got to get to it, right? Get to. Have you tried my faithful servant, Job? It's just funny how the flesh wants to deviate from God's original plan. We can have a circle of 100 people. If I start the conversation off and say, y'all, it's going to be a sunny day, God is good, by the time they get back to me and you whisper it, I whispered in LaTanya and she whispered in the next place, by the time they get back to me in the circle after 100 people, that statement going to sound about like, you know what I'm saying, we rock, we roll. The enemy don't have control. Now, I did not say that. You understand? It's funny how over time we listen to what the other person said as opposed to somebody who is at number 50 come back to the middle circle, come back to the originator, come back to Mr. Carr and say, Mr. Carr, what did you say? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you're faithful, I don't want to hear hearsay. When I'm faithful, I'm going back to what he say.
Right.
I'm going back to him.
Yes.
What you say, God? Oh, okay, cool. So, okay, yeah. I know the enemy going to come in. He comes in like a flood and all this other stuff, but I'm anchored. My soul is anchored in the Lord. In other words, I know he come to steal, kill, and destroy. But if he can't take my soul, he can't take nothing. In other words, he can take all that other stuff. Okay, cool. Let's mount up.
Amen.
Huh? Let's mount up. Huh? Let's mount up. The Bible said you came in the world with nothing. Surely you're going to leave with nothing. In other words, my faith is not attached to what God has given me. My faith is attached to what God has planted in me. Who he created me, my purpose. In other words, I came in here with 10 people. I'm going to leave with 10 people. I came in here with the Spirit of God. I'm going to leave with the Spirit of God. Satan, you can take everything else, but you can't touch my soul.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's something, y'all?
Yes,
that's how we should roll. If I came here with 10, I'm leaving with 10. So I came here with a soul. I'm leaving here with one. You hear me?
Right. Amen.
Uh-oh. But we got this mentality and a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Our mentality is a little different around here nowadays. Huh? We only faithful, huh, to what we think we're getting upper hands in.
Yes.
Huh? In other words, we only faithful when we have ulterior motives.
Yes.
You don't think that the people in the body of Christ have ulterior motives?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Shoot, some of us don't even go to church no more because we don't have a parking spot at the front.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Because we can't lead the choir. We can't lead the song. Right? We don't get the attention that we want.
Right.
We demand attention. Right?
Right.
We don't go to church no more because we didn't get the woman. I thought that they was going to have some good wholesome women at church. We went with the wrong motive. So our faith has demanded. As a matter of fact, we went to church to get what we got, and then we left. You know?
Yeah.
You got married, and you forgot about God.
Right.
Lord, I'm going to speak on it. You had the children. You forgot about God, right?
Right.
Huh? God got you through that situation. Now you done forgot about, well, I still pray. But hold on. You the same one that said, you know, we got to go to church. Now, see, a double-minded man is unstable in all our ways. Why we flip-flopping?
Right.
Huh? Well, I am the church. Yeah, I know that. But you didn't say that 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
See, faith and feelings are two totally different things. If Job was in his feelings, Job would have failed miserably.
Yes.
Say this. Faith and feelings are two totally different things. They're totally different. If Job had operated in his feelings, he would have failed.
Yes.
See, faith does not allow you to fail. Feelings do. Write it down.
Amen.
Write it down. Faith doesn't allow you to fail. Feelings do. Somebody smart. Somebody, I'm telling them, boy, thank you, God, for spiritually saying, Yeah, Mr. Carbutt, you got them butt peoples. This one wasn't. That's the one, T. You got them butt people. Yeah, but see, I know the word, Mr. Carr. And the Bible says that a righteous man will fall several times but get up. See, falling and failing are two totally different things. And so I'm going to go back to what I just said. Faith. Or shall I say feelings bring about failure. Faith doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, we fail at things that we put our hands to.
Yes, we do.
Oh, Lord. I ain't even going to shout. We fail at things that we put our hands to, our energy to.
Yes.
Well, explain it to me then, Mr. Carl. We're talking about Job and faith. Good. I'm glad you asked. A righteous man will fall several times but get up. Huh? Anybody know that God would allow you to fall? Just so you don't have to keep on going through it time and time again, but it says several times. Yeah, because every fall gets a little harder till you learn your lesson.
Yes. Amen. Yes, indeed.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, Karen, sir.
Don't you purposely take your hand off of it sometimes? So your kids can go ahead and do what they know, need to, you know, want to do, and they'll come back to you. They thought they was grown at 22. Now it's 5 years later, and they saying, Mama, still need your help. You see?
Mm.
But they was gone at 22. Remember that, now? Huh? Yeah, y'all know. Y'all know how we get. We think we be grown. But see, what happens is, see, a righteous man will fall. He's righteous, meaning his steps are ordered by the Lord. In other words, why would God want me to fall? He would rather you fall than you fail. That's why.
Amen. Amen.
See, you fall under God's supervision. You ain't even hit it. You catch that part of the scripture. A righteous man, you know the righteous steps are ordered by the Lord. Righteous meaning you're right in God. In other words, you're approved by God. Well, why will God, the king, why would he set me up on a fight for me to fall? Oh, come on. Now you got to catch it, Buster Douglas. Who's the first one to defeat Mike Tyson? If you watch the first fight, Mike never failed but one time. Here, Buster Douglas, how many times did he fall? Several. Mike knocked him down, but did he not get up? See, when you keep on getting up, whoo! Boy. Somebody said my punches, they landed, but it, somebody built calm.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm crazy. Somebody built calm.
Yes, indeed.
Now, the typical person would have stayed down when Mike hit him. He didn't. He got up. And he got up again.
Yes.
Who was the victor at the end? I know some people don't like to hear about that because, you know, we all love Mike, right?
Right.
All right, but
yes.
The fact of the matter is, did the righteous not get up? And I ain't saying that Mike wasn't saved. I don't need to be getting no calls talking about you. What you say about me? No, I ain't saying nothing, man. You know, my eyes sharp, me and the word of God. That's what I said. You better stay over. Talking about okay. You see? But you see how he got up? He kept getting up. A righteous man, the righteous, you know, our steps are already ordered. It's already woven in your path. Because see, here's the thing about faith. Again, faith doesn't fail. That don't mean that I won't have some low moments, some valley moments. That don't mean that I won't have some mountaintop moments. But the thing is, faith keeps me humble. In other words, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That means outside circumstances doesn't change me. Right, Job?
Right. Amen.
It looked like I failed, but I know it was just a fall. In other words, it was a fall because God needed to renew in me something else, something greater. It proved that I wasn't about tangible things. Because see, I don't know about y'all. When your kids go through and they can struggle, what people say all the time, if you didn't get it out the mud with me, you can't shine with me. If you didn't grind with me, you can't shine with me. In other words,
yes.
If you can't grind with God, why you want to shine with God? Stop using God for the things that he can give you. See, a real grinder say, I don't care how much I get and lose. See, the thing is, when I grind, I'm not focused on what I gain. My grind is to please you, God. In other words, if I can go without over here, surely I can shine with you. See, this is how you know when somebody's faithful. Watch what I'm about to tell you. Faithful says this, God, if you was in hell, that's where I want to go. I'm about to talk
Amen.
To you.
Amen. Yes.
How faithful are you to God? How faithful are you to God? A righteous man falls several times. Did Jesus not fall on earth, and did he not go to hell? See, the fall don't mean that you fail. The fall means that you got to go scoop some souls that's down beneath you. I am not talking about like they're not on their level, but they was going to hell. You got to go scoop them up and come right back up. If he said it's something that we should do, Jesus was the living word. So why do you think he had to fall? What was the fall for? Because you're so faithful, when you fall, you never fail. That means I know I'm going to get up, but I'm going down for a purpose. Lord, have mercy. In other words,
Amen.
It's easy when you fall to get anything else that's broken. I have to be broken so I can recoup. The wise men win souls. How can I win souls when they always see me at the mountaintop? They got to see me at the valley low. So I have to fall.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
you want your baby to start walking? Get on the knees with the baby. Lie flat with the baby. That's how the baby going to start walking. And then you get up off the ground and they're going to start mimicking you. You just can't walk around and walk around. You got to get on the ground with the baby. That's why it's goo goo gaga.
Right. Yes, sir.
Ain't that something? Have you tried
yes,
my faithful
is.
Servant Job? You got to know how to break this stuff down, huh?
Yes.
Before we go further. All right. Let us go ahead and pray, Ms. Latonya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you once again on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for just allowing us to be here as always, dear God, and we thank you for just allowing us to have open hearts and open minds so that we could receive of you and receive of the message that you prepare for us, dear Father. We thank you for continuing to provide this ministry as a gift so that we can be a blessing to others, but also so that we can continue to grow together in the body of Christ. Dear Lord, we thank you for our leader. We ask that you will just strengthen all of us, dear God, so that we can continue to serve you as you called us to do so, dear God, and continue to serve others. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. Make it a great day. And make sure you call in this evening as we're going to do a part two to have you try my faithful servant, Job. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.